Hello, this is Larissa of LarissaNoonan.com. Welcome to Who Are Your Ancestors? Your audio lesson for the Healing Multigenerational Pain and Trauma, You and Your Ancestors live class. To prepare for this class, I want to talk a little bit about ancestors in general, and I'm going to give you a first step you can take to begin to get to know your ancestors. This step does require that you know the names of your parents at a minimum. If you don't know the names of one, or both, of your blood parents for any reason, that is okay. You can skip this step, do continue listening though, and you will still be able to participate in the other suggestions I'll make during the live class. So first, let's define ancestors. For the purposes of multi-generational healing and the work I do, ancestors are those of your bloodline who are no longer living. Your grandmother, assuming she is no longer living, is your ancestor, as are her parents, their parents, their parents, all the way back through time. What do you know about your ancestors? We may not, have some sense of who our grandparents are, of the lives they lived. We might know something about the lives of our great-grandparents even. For most of us, stories and knowledge fade pretty quickly going any further back than that. For myself, prior to beginning to learn more about my lineage, I knew a couple of things about my great-grandparents. That one great-grandfather, for instance, was an evangelical minister, while another invented and sold tire tools. I didn't know specifics about either of their lives outside of that. And the generations previous? Well, I knew that they immigrated to the United States at some point from Russia. Or was it Holland? Maybe both? That's about it. What stories do you know of the past generations of your ancestors? What were their lives like? Where did they live? Do you know their names? If you know stories, names, where they lived, details about their lives, that's great. You are way ahead of the game. If you don't, that is normal. So few of us do. And there are steps we can take to begin to get to know them and perhaps even begin to cultivate a relationship with them. Before we get to that, you might be wondering why getting to know them, why being in relationship with our ancestors is important. I'll give you three reasons to consider. The first, as one of my teachers, Daniel Foer, says, we are always in relationship with our ancestors. He goes on to say that this relationship is either conscious or unconscious, and that while either is okay, when it is unconscious, all of the pain and unhealed wounds of past generations continue to play out through our lives and through our bodies. I'll be talking in much greater depth about this in our live class. For now, I'll just say that we want to get to know and to be in a conscious relationship with our ancestors so that we don't have to continue playing out the wounds of the past in our lives. The second reason is, as we get to know our healthy ancestors and begin to experience the gifts and blessings that flow from them to us, we begin to feel connected to something greater than ourselves. Knowing where we come from, who we are in a deeper sense, helps us to find our place in the world. We know in a deep way, in our bones, that we are a part of the flow of life. We begin to experience not just acceptance of who we are and where we come from, but actual gratitude, appreciation, and healthy pride. The third reason is that our ancestors play a key role not only in the wounds and trauma of the past that continue to play out in our lives today, but in the healing of those wounds as well. We will talk much more about this in our live class. And I want to give you a bonus reason to consider as well. And that is, without our ancestors, we wouldn't quite simply be here. If it wasn't for our ancestors living and having children, and then those children growing up and having more children, and so on, we would not be alive today. So getting to know those who walked before us, who literally gave us life, is another reason you might find compelling to get to know and be in relationship with your ancestors. No matter how strained or painful your relationships with your living or recently passed family members might be, The gift of your life comes from your ancestors. I didn't add this as one of the primary three reasons because I know that for some, for many of us perhaps, at least at certain points in our lives, life doesn't always or ever feel like much of a gift, especially if we were let down or harmed in some way by family. Getting to know our healthy ancestors and enlisting their aid in doing repair work for our lineage, however, is one way to restore that sense of life being a meaningful and precious gift. So, how can we get to know our ancestors? I'm going to give you one suggestion now. I'll be giving three more in our live class next week. So today's suggestion is learn about them. What are their names? Where did they live? How far back can you trace your ancestry? Where do their lives fit into greater historical events? What challenges did they face? You can take a look at the history of the region where they lived for clues with regards to war or famine, plague, Roman or other occupations. My dad's parents, for instance, were children living in the Midwest during the Dirty 30s and were profoundly affected by extreme poverty during that time. For the remainder of their lives, they lived very simply, were extremely frugal, never used credit cards or carried any debt, as far as I know. How might other challenging events like war or plague or occupation by another culture have affected the lives of your ancestors? How are you going to learn these things? Perhaps the most obvious place to begin is with your own family. If you have family members like grandparents or great-grandparents who are open to sharing stories from their lives and the memories they carry of previous generations with you, start here. Not all of us have this, however, so another good place to start that is available to all of us is through tracing your lineage and creating your family tree. One of my teachers recommends beginning with the four primary lines, and I think this is a really good idea. So your father's father's line, tracing the men all the way back. Your father's mother's line, tracing the women back, your grandmothers. Your mother's mother's line, tracing, again, the women back. And finally, your mother's father's line, tracing the men. Ancestry.com is one good place to begin for this. They offer a 14-day free trial. Be sure you sign up for the all-access 14-day free trial so you can trace your family across country lines. You can change or cancel your membership prior to the end of your 14 days and you won't be charged. In my experience, one can cover a lot of ground research-wise in 14 days. Another site that I've just begun to explore is FamilySearch.org. It is operated by the Church of Latter-day Saints and is ran by donation, although you are not required to donate. And it seems to have access to a lot of the same information as Ancestry.com. How far or how deep you go with all of this is up to you. It might be a little overwhelming when beginning, especially if you come from large families. Keep it simple. Again, start with your four primary lines. And you can simplify things even further through just searching for the names of, for instance, the mother to mother to mother only in your mother's mother's line. Getting into the children other than your direct ancestor can, again, be quickly overwhelming. And if you have more capacity and more interest, go deeper. All right, this is where I will close for now. Have fun exploring your ancestry in this way. And remember, in our live class, we're going to explore the topic of multigenerational pain and trauma in depth, including how to partner with your healthy ancestors to bring healing to the stuck patterns in your lineage and in your life. And I'm going to offer three more suggestions that don't involve research for cultivating a conscious relationship with your healthy ancestors. If any questions come up for you between now and then, you can email me at larissa@larissanoonan.com. And I'll either work them into the class material or respond to you personally. Until then, take good care. Goodbye.